Welcome to your daily devotional, April 24th. His face shone. Exodus chapter 34 in verse 30. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. It came to pass in the history of Israel that whenever Moses spent time alone with God, his face shone. This was quite troubling to many of the other folks he came into contact with, because the bright light that Moses radiated was a visible reminder of the perfect light of the sinless, holy God, and therefore their own sinfulness and accountability. In fact, when Moses addressed the children of Israel after meeting God, he would have to put on a veil so that the light did not shine so bright. If this could be true of a man, how much more so should we stand in awe of Jesus Christ, the living God, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Now we shall address those who are on good terms with God today. You have prayed to Him and talked with Him oftentimes day by day. Your face shines, and you have peace. The children of the world look upon you, and they must say, His face shone. They see that there is something different about you. Of course, you know this is because you have been with God, but perhaps others do not know why this is. They may simply dismiss you as being footloose and fancy-free. So friend, be a witness. Tell others why your countenance is bright, though the days may be dark and difficult. A soul may just be saved in the telling, or a backslidden soul might be restored to the Creator. Perhaps you are that soul, seeing the shining face of God's witness. Take heed and come to the Lord, that your face may also shine, that your countenance may brighten up, and your soul shall be safe in God's capable hands. Perhaps you have not been spoken to yet in this page. Maybe you shall find a loophole to what I now present to you from the lips of Christ, but I suspect that will not truly be so. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. God is telling you that some sin is in the way, robbing you of the joy of the divine presence and continual prayer, and you are ashamed. Confess your sins and find forgiveness. God does not operate as the world does. He does not desire to shame you, but to save you. Pray now, and let those who see you in the next 5 minutes marvel, saying, His face shone. I've never seen anything like that. Just smile and tell of God's goodness.